under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. I'm gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this Friday, October 13th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us, as usual, for this hour, history lesson, discussion, current events, is Pastor Chatfield. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Had no idea a week ago this would be the topic.
Yes, yes, last Friday. Definitely a different world that we lived in on Saturday, and now all kinds of things out there. This Islamic cleric calling for jihad today against the United States and the world, actually, for Muslims to rise up and to support Hamas. And, you know, it's just, it's crazy times. But I'm glad you decided to talk about the history of Israel. What is the history? And I guess it's actually most recently, I mean, going back to what, 1947?
1948, when they became a nation. Let me, I have to address this because I have learned this fairly recently, or I've always knew of it, that there's a lot of conservative people, in my opinion, who are reading things that there's no justification to believe in. In other words, there is a stream of conservatives who hate Israel also. They do not support Israel. They think they're an occupying force. They're colonials. They're raping and pillaging the poor Palestinians, and they're committing genocide on Palestine. There are a lot of people who believe that. I know people, good Christian people, and that's just not, it's just not true. Yes, I'm pro-Israel. Excuse me. Yes, I have to. And I know some of your listeners believe that anything that Israel does, they and there's these key words, you know, colonialism or Zionism. Oh, you're a Zionist.
Right.
As when you hear those words, Zionism was the movement of the dispersed of Israel to go back to the land that they believed that God gave them. And by the way, that's what I believe, that land is theirs. God gave it to them. And really, there's a theological debate here. Most of what we would call a fundamental or evangelical Christianity believe what I just said, that land belongs to them. Hence, we support Israel, and we are literalists. Let me start here, just in Revelation, last book of the Bible. Chapter 12, and there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Now this woman, what nation had 12 tribes, 12 stars? This is Israel. And she being with child travailing in birth and pain to be delivered. It is Israel that brought forth the man-child, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Make no mistake about it. Jesus Christ was a Jew. Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. He wanted Jerusalem to be saved. He wanted the Jews to be saved. He was a Jew. The nation of Israel are the relatives of the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the flesh. Now, there's a lot of nuances I have to make. Now, I am not saying that just because a person is born of the physical seed of Abraham, that they're automatically saved and they don't need to be born again. No. Jesus, the Jew, said to Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews, except a man be born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. So let me just start there. Everybody needs salvation through Jesus Christ.
Amen. Good spot for a break. Word from our sponsors. He's Pastor Chad Field. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Perfect spot to pick up right where you left off, sir.
Revelation chapter 12. The woman is Israel. She brought forth the man-child. Christ. Verse 3 of Revelation 12, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having seven heads and ten horns, and seven crowns upon his heads. The great dragon is the devil, clearly defined verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. The devil hates Israel. Make no mistake about it. When you see all these videos of what they did when they invaded the southern part of Israel, our jaw drops. Such ferocious hatred, such demonic, satanized hatred, because they hate Israel. And his tail drew forth the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. That's a reference to the original rebellion in heaven when Satan was cast out and one third of the angels fell with him, and they are now called demons. And the dragon stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered and to devour her child as soon as it was born. The devil hates Israel because the devil hates Christ, because Christ is the great Savior to be born into the world to save all people. And the Bible says, and she brought forth a man-child who is to rule all nations with a rod of iron. So why such ferocious hatred of Israel? Because Israel is the chosen people. Now, again, let me emphasize, every individual person on the face of this earth needs to be born again, put their faith in the greatest Jew of all, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And I make that case to Jews. I make that when I witness to a Jewish person who has not put their faith in the Messiah, Jesus Christ, I say, you know, I tell them what I told you. Jesus said, salvation is of the Jews. And Jesus loved his own people. But nevertheless, every individual has to be born again, put their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who died on the cross for their sins, was buried, and rose again from the dead. And in the book of Acts, when the apostles went forth, they were all Jewish, Randy. All the apostles were Jewish, and they went first to the Jewish people. In Acts chapter 2, when Peter preached at Pentecost, he preached to Jewish people.
Sure.
And the church was originally known as simply a sect of Judaism. See, we have a great debt to the Jewish people. And our Savior is a Jew. But at the same time, we preach the gospel, but we don't come with a club. We come with the gospel of Jesus Christ. But today we're living in a day where there's such great confusion. Now, where did the Jewish nation begin? The Jewish nation began with Abraham. And let me read from Genesis, the first book of the Bible, verse 12. Now, the Lord had said unto Abraham, Abram, before his name was changed to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show thee. He was in the Ur of the Chaldees, which was right at the mouth of the Tigris-Euphrates rivers, where it flows in to the Persian Gulf. And he was called out of that land, Abram was. And the God says, I will make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. This is where God promised Abram that he would make of him a great nation. And that great nation is what we call Israel. And from Genesis chapter 17, he reaffirms that what we call the Abrahamic covenant. He says, I'm going to bless thee, and from thy seed I'm going to make you a great nation. And he said, and I will make thee Genesis 17:6, and I will make thee exceeding fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession. I will be their God. So this is the promise that God gave to Abram in Genesis chapter 12, chapter 17 also, that I'm going to give you this land. Now, let me give you some more history here. there came a time where Abram says, "Hey, I'm old. I'm an old man now. How can this happen? What am I going to do?" So Abram, Sarai, his wife, gets this idea that, "Hey, I've got a handmaid here. Her name is Hagar. Go into unto her, and she'll have a baby for me, and I'll bring him up." So Abram listens to his wife, goes into Hagar, and she conceives and has a wife, and has a baby, and this baby is called Ishmael. She becomes pregnant, Hagar does. And God says to – and she is ready to flee, because after this happens, Sarai kind of changes her mind, and she wants to kick out Sarai. And Sarai mistreats her. And so she flees from Abram. I'm in Genesis chapter 16 here. And God tells her, go back to Abram, go back to Sarai, submit yourself to him. But you're going to have a son, and you're going to call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. Genesis 16:12. Now listen to this. And he will be a wild man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. Ishmael is the father of the Arab nations, of all the Arabs, which are dominated now by the religion of Islam. Let's not conflate these two things. Remember this. Islam is a religion. Arab is a nationality. There are a lot of people who are Arabs that are not a lot, but there are some Arabs who are Christians, and there are some Muslims, and there's a lot of Muslims that are not Arabs. The greatest population of Muslims is in Malaysia, who are Southeast Asian. So there's Muslims all over the world. So you got to keep all these things straight. But do understand this, that there has been hatred, especially on the side of Ishmael, the descendants of Ishmael, against the Jewish people, against Israel, since the very beginning. So what happens is, in Genesis chapter 17, God reaffirms the covenant he made with Abram in chapter 12, and he says, "I'm going to give you unto thee, to thy seed after thee, I'm going to give you the land where thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan. I'm going to give you this land. It's yours." And Abraham says, "Well, what about Ishmael? What about him? I love my son Ishmael." God says to Abram, and right here is where this is where he changes his name to Abraham. Verse 20 of Genesis 17, "As for Ishmael, I have heard thee. Behold, I have blessed him, and will make him fruitful, and will multiply him exceedingly. 12 princes shall he beget, and I will make him a great nation. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time next year." So what happens is God gives a promise. No, in Isaac shall thy seed be called. And my covenant is not with Ishmael, it's with Isaac. So Isaac is born. He's about, 12, 13 years older than Isaac. And they have a party when they're weaning of Isaac, and Ishmael mocks, teases Isaac. God and Sarah says, get this out of my house. Abraham didn't want to do it, but he obeyed. God tells Abraham to obey the voice of your wife Sarah. Remember my promise. I'm going to make of Ishmael a great nation also. And so in Genesis chapter 21, after Isaac is born, God kicks out, Abraham kicks out Ishmael from living with Abraham. He goes out into the wilderness, but God takes care of him, and he becomes, the Bible says in chapter 20, this is concerning Ishmael, "And God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer." Now Ishmael becomes the father of the Arab people. And he becomes a great nation too, but the land of Israel, the land of Canaan, belongs to Israel by the promise of God in his word. That's why there's been this connection between the people of Israel to the land of Israel, and it's their land. Okay, you asked me the question, what about the Palestinians? Well, the Palestine comes from the same root word where we get the word Philistines. So, in other words, remember when David killed Goliath? Goliath, sure. He was a Philistine.
Yep. Philistine, yep.
All those cities mentioned in the Bible are still Gaza, Ashkelon, Ekron, other Philistine cities are now in that area, which is in Gaza. And there's been war between the Philistines and Israel forever, or at least animosity. Now, as you know, you've heard me teach this. So the land of Israel belongs, the land of Canaan belongs to Israel. They spend 400 and because of what happened to Joseph, who was the son of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. He was sold into captivity. He goes down to Egypt. Eventually, his brothers, 11 brothers, go down with him, and Israel, his people, spend 430 years in the land of Egypt, and that's when you have the deliverer comes in Moses. This is much later after Genesis, of course, and sure. in 1400 BC, approximately, they leave Egypt, 3 million people. They cross the Red Sea. They come around the east side of they don't believe God. They don't make it immediately. I'm hastening through a brief history of Israel. They come into the land of on the east side of the Jordan River. Moses dies. Joshua takes over for Moses, and they cross the Jordan River, and they conquer the land of Canaan, one country after another country after another country. That's where they are. That's about 1400 BC. They take over because God gave them that land. Then after the period of Joshua, it's the period of the judges, and they obey God, then they don't obey God. They obey God, then they don't obey God. And God keeps raising up judges. In 960 BC, God raises up a king, Saul. He does well for a while. He is set aside. Then David becomes king of Israel in the year 1000. Around the year 1000 BC, Israel is the strongest nation on earth. For a while, they're the strongest nation on earth. After David comes Solomon. He does good for a while, but he marries all these wives, and they turn his heart against the God of Israel. So the nation is divided into two sections in 1040, what is called the northern section under Jeroboam, and then the southern section, and it's called Israel, but the southern section is called Judah, the tribe of Judah, and under Rehoboam. And it's called a divided kingdom from about 960 BC until 722 BC. The nation's divided. In 722 BC, the northern kingdom is taken captive by the Assyrians, but Judah survives. But Judah sins against God, just like Israel did, and they're taken captive in 586 BC by the Babylonians. And so since 586 BC, Israel has never really been independent until 1948. Now, this from 586 BC, there was a lot of Israel was dominated by different powers. First by the Babylonians, and then they were dominated first by the Babylonians, then by the Persians, then by the Greeks, then by the Romans. And so they, until 1948, when they became a nation again.
Yes, absolutely. I want to get into the definition of the land, Gaza Strip,
sure.
Compared to the rest of Israel. So a couple of text messages about that. We'll be right back.